Everyone here at ProvenGamer.com would like to express our deepest condolences to the families and the victims of the terrorist attack in Boston. Our thoughts and prayers are with the injured, their families, the people of Boston, and all those who were affected by the violent attack.
Hey, listeners, before we actually start your regular programming, we had some conversation before we actually recorded that I thought was kind of hilarious, and I wanted to share it with you guys. Here you go.
Mother blessed cocksucker.
Whatever that means.
All right, we got to have a conversation because...
That means his mother blessed the cocksucker.
Oh, snap!
Yield?
What? Your mother is a... Well, Tricky's mom is a bit back.
You better be lucky you're not anywhere close to me where I could drive over and stick my foot in your ass right now.
What?
You just said my mother.
I did not call your mother a cocksucker. I said your mother blessed the cocksucker.
I really mean it because Tricky's mom. She's a big...
Do you guys both know who Noah is?
He built that big old boat. He's the first one who made Titanic.
Donnie.
And a zookeeper.
I love you, but I'm going to kill you in a second, Donnie. You want to be our social media manager, Yield?
What the heck does a social media manager do?
You have to...
I don't know the tech terms.
Donnie, shut up.
I gave a perfect example on... Skype, what a social media was.
Okay, you know what? You go ahead and explain to me what a social media manager is, considering that you don't do social media. So I'm all ears on this conversation.
Just because I don't ride motorcycles, but I like them. That don't mean nothing.
Go ahead, Donnie.
I didn't build the PlayStation 3, but I like playing it.
Go ahead, Donnie. Explain what a social media manager is.
Social media manager, I would say, is the guy who puts out every single thing that we do on our site onto the social media and also put all the links directing to that particular article or topic or thing you're talking about in the tweet or in the Facebook post. Am I not right?
That's part of the job. What else do you do?
Socialize with the people on the day. What you talking about?
That's a community manager. There's a difference.
When somebody writes an article, when somebody writes any type of news, when somebody writes do a podcast, when somebody do anything on the site, you post it and leave a link directing to that. All day or whenever you can fill in the gaps of your day. Is that not correct?
No.
What is it, Dan Tricky? What was you about to say? The exact same thing I say, but worded different. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I'll explain it to Yield on my own time, since you know.
Oh, because you don't want to be proven wrong on the recording part.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Donnie. I don't know.
I'm curious to know what a social media manager does. Oh, does he manage the person who does what I just said?
No.
I'm curious because I want to know now. Because I sense
a little bit of frustration, Tricky. You seem like you get a little agitated.
I get agitated with Donnie all the time.
That's it. You're fired.
But I love him like a brother. All right. Knows, a social right. media manager also hits on Twitter outside of posts and whatnot to attract attention to the site. It's a 24/7 job.
I was about to say everything I just said, but worded differently.
Donnie, count us down in your top five favorite Will Ferrell movies.
Kicking It Old School. Then what's the one where he's with his life being narrated?
Oh, I don't know, but that was a good movie.
Yeah, that one and Anchorman, Leg Out.
What about Talladega Nights?
That's my three. Yeah, Talladega Nights. What about his appearance on Austin Powers?
Let's make that number four.
Just say Lego.
Leg Out.
with the trophy set. It's another episode. I told you don't time ago. We about to explode the scene with something mean supposed to be. We believe, but I told that beats are awesome and that Danny be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. If you knew that I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Behold,
trophy hole.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 107. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, I yield to no one.
I had something good to say, and it left me.
All right, and with me also is Donnie.
You know, I was going to say, what up, dope people, my bad. How y'all doing out there in internet land?
Isn't that what you always say, though?
Yeah, but I like to say, what up, dog, greet people, because that's respect, you know, say, hey, how you doing, then move on to what I'm saying. I was about to say that, with all the seniority that I have, I always get announced last, no matter who comes new to the show.
You know why, Donnie?
Because you say the best for last, I know.
Absolutely.
I know.
Absolutely, buddy.
I prefer it that way too.
But see, since I'm the most important, I always go first. And since you know, we kind of need that anchor man in our little,
you can say it, the fan favorite. Yeah,
we got to bring Donnie's got to bring up the rear.
But you can say the fan favorite, though. That's what it really is.
Not fan favorite, I gotta tell you that right now.
No, that'd be me.
Not the emails I get. The emails I get to fire your ass every week. What you do, Donnie, to our fans, but they do not like you.
I speak the truth. That's what I do. I keep it real. That's what I do.
Not according to our last 5 iTunes reviews.
What? Donnie's all up in their grill.
Exactly. Them people just sensitive because all y'all are some crybaby. These are besides black people being the biggest crybaby, second runner-up, gamers.
Gamers?
Gamers. Yes.
That's video racist, gamer. Donnie.
Let it be.
That's exactly
what it is.
Donnie, did you just insult black people?
I insult us all the time. I talk about it all the time.
I'm just making sure I heard that right.
All right. Let's get Donnie off the fire here a little bit, and let's do our updated trophy count. Donnie, what's your trophy count?
I haven't updated yet, but my level is 23. Count somewhere in the 4,000s, 300 and something. And Platt is still 57, and I feel sad, so sad about that.
Donnie, I gotta ask, you just got a brand new PlayStation 3.
Why can't I announce I just got that?
Well, you already announced it to everybody on Twitter already.
Well, I wanted to announce it. Yes, I got a brand new PlayStation 3, which I am so souped up about. I'm just mad that it's red. I can't stand the color red. I freaking hate it.
Why did you buy a red one?
Because you got the God of Ascension one.
No, let me tell you why. Because look, y'all know how I feel about Plus. I really want the white one, but the white one wouldn't benefit me because it comes with a 1-year subscription. So, and plus I don't have net to even utilize it. The red one, I can't freaking stand the color red. But it comes with the God of War Saga, which is I can trade in my old ones and get money off it. And plus, I got it for $300 because it was on sale. And then on top of that, I made some trade-ins, bringing me my total purchase to $160. So, yeah.
So, did you still get plus with all that money you saved?
Well, it comes with a 30-day subscription. Well,
then you better hook that thing up to the internet and download everything you can download for 30 days is up. Haul that sucker over to your grandmama's.
Yeah, well, my point was going to be is that Donnie got a brand new PS3, which now if he goes over to his grandmama's and syncs up his trophies, he's still got to bring the old system over to grandma's to sync up the trophies he's got, otherwise he has to re-earn all those trophies again.
Are you freaking serious?
That's right. No, he's dead serious.
Because the trophies you earned on your old system are only on the new system until you sync them to the server. You still have to bring your old system over to grandma's to sync it up one final time. And well, something tells me by Donnie's reaction, he threw his other PS3 out.
No, I didn't earn any new ones on the old system.
Not to mention all your save data's gone.
Unless you upload it to the cloud.
I got that. All my save data, I got it on a flash drive. And plus, only one I'm kind of mad about that I don't have.
How did you get that on a flash drive?
You can save your saves through a flash drive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but if you try to go back and replay it, all your trophies will be locked because it's a copy.
No. As long as the save file matches the profile, then it's not a problem. It's when he tries to use the save file on a different profile.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. Well, I wish I'd have known that when my system crapped out.
Some kind of whore you are.
I might have got it to stay on long enough. Ooh. Oh, well, that was like a year or two ago.
All right, Yield, what are your trophies looking like, buddy?
I am at a level 16, pretty close to a 17. I'm like at 95, 97%. My trophy count is 2,399, and I am still at a platinum count of 24.
You couldn't get one more trophy just to hit that 2,400 before we recorded?
I could if I tried really hard, but I was enthralled in Rocket Birds.
That's such a bad game.
It is so much fun.
And I am level 23, total trophies of 4,615, and with a plat count of 32. So at this rate, Yield, you are 2,316 trophies behind me. You are 7 levels behind me, and you are 8 platinums behind me with only 43 episodes to go.
Yep.
Just putting it out there, buddy.
It's all right. I've got this.
You got this? Yield.
I got this.
Yield, you are the only person who knows up front that he was in competition with Tricky. Before then, his competition
Yield
been
came
secretly.
Out around episode 50 and said, I'm going to take over Tricky. I'm going to beat him in trophies. And that was
No, crazy. I didn't say trophies. I said plats.
Oh, excuse me. It was plats. You're still 8 behind me on plats.
Yes. Trophy count, I don't think I'll quite hit. Unless I sign up for Gamefly and just start renting games just to get trophies.
Oh, so you're talking about pulling a Donnie. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. If I pull a Donnie,
what are you talking about?
Then I might catch you in trophy count. But gotcha. I think I can catch you in platinums.
Okay, let's just say, I mean, I don't have the money like that. Neither do you. Gaming is one of the most expensive hobbies anyone can have. So, by me saying that,
golf's pretty expensive.
Well, I said one of the most expensive each game being 60 a pop. So, and then on top of that, you're not going to ship out $60 for a game that you really don't know. And then it could be whack. And then you'd be mad, and now you're going to be, you know,
all pull a grand theft auto. Excuses right now. That's all I'm hearing.
No, all I'm saying that I don't have money to be shipping out like that. For a game that I might not like. Then I'll probably play more games than you play.
That's why you wait until it comes down to about $20 and then you buy it.
But I don't want to. I want to play it with it's new. That's why I play all the games that come out new. New.
No.
All
right.
Just like that Kingdoms of the last word. Yeah, that's why I'm thinking about buying that now. It's about $25-$30.
Well, see, you're the reason why the studio went into bankruptcy there, buddy.
I didn't have the money at the time to buy it brand new, but now that it's $30, I'll buy it.
Sure you don't.
But it's okay. I can do this way a little bit longer, plus we give it to you next week.
Actually, they gave it to us. They gave us an hour trial of it.
Who cares about a freaking hour trial? I'd rather have the demo.
That was just a standard demo. That was Plus.
No, that was a PlayStation Plus perk. It gives you the first hour for free, then it locks it. It was a game trial.
Quick question. Which one would you rather have, demo or trial?
The trial.
Demo.
I'd rather have the trial.
I'd rather have the trial.
For an hour, then you crap out.
No. Demo, this is the thing.
You can play it anytime you want to.
With a demo, you can play a certain level of the game. And when you're done playing that demo, you have no progress. Where if you do the game trial where you have the first hour, you play for an hour of the game, and then when you're done, you decide to play, you buy the game. you pick up right where you were and you earned all the trophies of the stuff that you've done already. Whereas a demo, you have nothing except for starting all over once you're done with the demo. At least with the game trial, you can continue where you left off.
You said that's fine.
If I've played the demo and enjoyed the game enough to buy it, I don't mind starting over.
Exactly. Because you said the key word, Tricky. If y'all decide to buy it, then I would pick up where I left off at.
Those game trials are such a big file.
Oh yeah.
Well, demos are now too. Don't get misjudged. Demos, downloading the whole game now.
Yeah.
They've always been big.
PSN ones, yes. You just download the whole game and then you buy the unlock key.
Right. So,
which is another aggravation, but anyway.
All right.
It's easier for the code monkeys, so.
All right, so let's move on to what we're playing because we're getting a little long-winded here, guys.
That's all right. After all the topics you cut out of Donnie's agenda, we gotta fill it with something.
All right, Yield, what have you been playing, buddy?
A bunch of demos. I've been playing Army of Two.
Yield, you actually sound like you just leaned back in your chair to look on your shelf to see what you've been playing.
I have. Actually, I'm leaning back to look at my TV.
That's you just sounded like you pulled away from the microphone.
I've been playing Army of Two, Devil's Cartel, Dogfight 1942, Dollar Dash, Injustice, God Among Us, all demos. I have been playing, let's see here, what games have I been playing? Turn my controller back on. Where have I earned trophies? I've been playing Rocket Birds, Hard Boiled Chicken, Labyrinth Legends, The Walking Dead, Tomb Raider, Jetpack Joyride, and Plants vs. Zombies on the Vita.
Hard-boiled chicken?
Dude, that game's awesome.
Not really.
I don't know what it is, but it just... I'll tell you what.
Now that you've got your new PS3, you bring it over to Grandma's house, download the demo. The soundtrack alone is worth playing the game.
Hard-boiled chicken. That's funny.
All right. What else? What have you been playing, Donnie?
I've been, like I said...
Not a damn thing.
Nope. I've been playing God of War. Like I said last week, I went back and went through it in chronological order, which I'm on God of War 2 now, like about midway. I put it on hold to play Family Guy, Back to the Multiverse, which is some bug, which I knew it was some bug, but it's Family Guy. I thought I'd give it a try because it's one of my favorite cartoons. And I do have my hands on Sly Cooper 4, but I haven't played it yet. I will be playing it either tonight or tomorrow.
All right. And I've been playing a little God of War Ascension. I did beat the game, but I tried to jump into the multiplayer. And the first time I did it, I went through the trial, a little tutorial to teach you what you're doing. And then they asked me to do the advanced one, and then my game froze. So I rebooted the game, and I went back into multiplayer, and I had to do the little tutorial again. And then instead of doing the advanced, I just went out. I went into the lobby, loaded up my first game.
No trophy for you.
No, I got the trophy.
How do you get the trophy?
Yeah, you don't have to do the advanced to get the training trophy.
What kind of bullcrap is that?
And then I
did all that.
And then I jumped out to go into a multiplayer lobby. The game launched, and then my game froze again. So I haven't actually tried the multiplayer in God of War yet. I did Gamefly The Walking Dead Survival Instinct. Pass on that game.
Yeah, I heard it was crappy.
I was going to give it a shot because, I heard it was crappy, and this is the funny thing, and you guys are going to find this funny. I find myself being able to play first-person crappy games. So I figured I'd give this one a shot, and it's beyond crappy. So I did go back into Tomb Raider to try to get all the different collectibles. I'm still working on that. And then through the recommendation of RC Stash, we got The Cave free for PlayStation Plus. I gotta tell you, that's a fun little game. You know,
The Cave?
Yeah, it's you have a list of characters, Donnie, and Yeah, I think there's like 7 or 8 different characters.
Eight characters.
And you choose 3 at a time, and you have to go, and you have to, you know, it's kind of like a puzzle game, where you go into a certain part, like the night, you have to go into the castle part of the cave, and you have to try to win the heart of the princess in order to pull the sword out of the stone and impress the king. And it's got twists and turns, and it's pretty fun. I want to get more into that game, so maybe I'll do a video of that and post that on our YouTube. But RC Stash wanted to do a multiplayer game, and I found out that the cave is not online multiplayer, only local co-op. So we weren't able to do that. And we also did get, I think this was actually last week, we got Disgaea 3 for the Vita for free for Plus. And I was about to jump into that, but then I had to come record. So I'm going to be doing that, and I'll report that on that next week. Other than that, I really haven't been playing anything.
Dude, you sound like a lot.
Well, I mean, honestly, in the last week, I just turned on my PS3 and my Vita for the first time, maybe like 2 or 3 days ago. So all those games were in the last day or so.
You've been a busy guy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, it's because I got a new girlfriend, and you know that's taking up a lot of my time lately.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
True love.
Yeah. Who wants you?
Apparently she does. And I gotta tell you, Donna, she's really upset with you. she told me she's gonna drive to Detroit and put the bullet in your other knee.
Oh yeah, she's really a girl for you then.
She's a gangster chick.
She's really gangsta? For you. Yeah, how many times y'all supposed to be riding up to Detroit? Y'all, all right. Let's go on.
All right, well, Donnie, I see you put in the agenda under what we're playing. Same conversation regarding God of War and Metal Gear Solid. What is that about?
Well, I remember last week? Well, anyway, when you talked about God of War and how he's saying, how does a guy go into the village where he lives and kill his wife and all that stuff because I've been having some trouble. Well, as I'm playing the game, and then as I realized about Ascensions, is that he wasn't in his home village in part one. He wasn't in his home village. And that comes to be known in Ascensions that it wasn't his home village. When you start off in Ascensions, you do be in his house, but the village where he killed his wife and kid is in another village.
So how did his wife and kid get in the other village?
It was set up by Ares. Yes, it was set up by Ares for them to be there when he went blades through the door.
I would have to play the first game over again, but from what I remember, the village looked exactly the same. Because even that little oracle that puts the ashes on you is in Ascension when you walk out your door. So
that's the whole thing about Ascension that we talked about also in the last episode, is that Ascension really is not a story meant in the God of War universe.
Story. I do believe they threw that story together just for the game.
Yeah, just threw it together just for the game, because when I'm playing one, and they're in a completely different. I ain't gonna say completely, but it's not the same village.
I think they had to put a God of War game out, so they put Ascension out there, and I think they're gonna actually save God of War 4 for when the PlayStation 4 launches, just to have that, you know, recognition. Oh, PS4, God of War 4, Uncharted 4.
No, I don't think they have
Fallout 4. All that stuff.
I think these game companies think they have to put games out there, because when you do things like that, when you just say just put a game out there just because it's just to fill in the gap of that particular series, I think you mess up and throw a dang on Dead Space 3. Do a Dead Space 3, or you do an Uncharted 3. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, they fall into that problem with movie games too, because you got to, you know, how many movie games are out there that we say are complete shit, but it's the pressure to put a video game out to correspond with the movie.
No, No, it's not pressure. I don't know who pressuring these guys, but it's not no pressure for you developers who think pressure.
It's no pressure coming from the gamers. It's pressure from the studios, and it's pressure from, you know, whoever that says, you know, oh, we're coming out with the new X-Men movie. You have to put a game out to match this.
Wow. And you know what?
Games normally suck.
Right. The only good one I can remember off the top of my head right now was Wolverine Origins.
I was going to say, I've heard that one was about the only one that was good.
And I was going to save this, you're talking about movie games as a question for, like, in the future shows. But I would say the best movie games just so happen to be, like what you said, the tie-ins, the ones that's like a sequel to the movie, not come out with the movie and then come out with the game of that movie.
Right.
Those movie games suck. I say the ones that do stand a chance are the tie-in ones. That's like the sequel of the movie or a pre-sequel of the movie. But on another part of the conversation is the Metal Gear 5, where you talked about, who do you say you was supposed to be riding a horse?
Master Miller.
Okay, and you said the guy with the messed up face was Volgan?
Well, that's the rumor. I don't think it's Volgan, but that's the rumor that it's Volgan.
Okay, now check this out, because I thought about this too. Now this is supposed to be another prequel.
If everybody has the general consensus is that this is the story after.
It's supposed to be after Peace Walker.
Right, it's after Peace Walker.
So it's another prequel.
Right.
But hold on
before you go, Donnie.
Okay.
They're also saying that this is the time period in which Liquid Solid and Solidus are made. So they're thinking that at the end of the game, you're going to see the birth of the three sons.
Because I was going to say, by you saying, you just said that it might not be him, Volgan, because in chronological order, no matter how many prequels they do now, 3 is the very first one.
3 is the very first one, what?
Out of all the Metal Gear games, out of all the Metal Gear Solid games, it's the very, and coming in order, if you want to go in order from 1 through 5, including the non-numbered ones, Peace Walker, Portable Ops, including those, 3 is the very first one.
Right. So in chronological order, it should be 3, Peace Walker.
No, 3, Portable Ops, Peace Walker.
All right, we're not counting Portable Ops. We're just...
No, because Portable Ops is the part 2 of 3, so you had to count Portable Ops.
I'm talking about games that were released on...
Games.
Okay. No, you can't. If you want to go in chronological order, you have to include all of them.
Okay, so where are you going to include Acid in then?
Acid doesn't... That's not it. That's something they threw... That's what they did with God of War Ascension. All right,
so Don, it goes Snake Eater, then it goes Peace Walker, Portable Ops.
Portable Ops is before Peace Walker. Portable Ops.
That's why I don't want to count that, because that...
How is he not going to count something you haven't played? He doesn't care about what you...
That's not a console game.
Okay, and Peace Walker is not a console game either. It's a port over. So you counting that?
Technically, Peace Walker... did Peace Walker make it on the collection? Yes, it did make it on the
collection. It made it in the collection, but it's a ported game. So you can't count that either, then, if you don't want to count Portable Ops.
All right, Donnie, get to your point, though. What do you?
I'm just saying that can't be Volgan, because he died at the end of 3.
Did you see him dead? Did you see his dead body?
Man, first topic. We're not about to go through this again.
I'm just saying.
That's true. That's true. If there's no body, he can come back.
You never saw his body, Donnie. And he was made of electricity. So how do we know he didn't pull a power and come back?
How many times have people been defeated by their own power? You know, everybody got every villain got defeated by their own power.
You got people who like the Fury. He's burnt up.
Oh, guy. Again, Fury also died.
You never anything, saw his body.
He blew up. What you talking about?
No, 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 no. He took off, and in the sky, it blew up. It could have been his tanks blowing up. You not see his body.
Okay.
Now I'm with you, Donnie. They're dead. No, Donnie, I'm agreeing with you. They're both dead. But if you want to play devil's advocate on it, technically you did not see either one of their bodies, so they could come back. And it's just, if you watch the trailer for the last one, not Ground Zeroes, the other one. What was? Somebody help me out here. Phantom Pain.
I said Phantom Menace again.
Yes, you did. If you slow down the video to the scene where he's crawling down the hall and there's an elevator at the end, if you slow it down, you see an image of Psycho Mantis floating in the air. There's also, if you stop the video at just the right time, there's Psycho Mantis standing above you, floating in the air above you.
Okay, what that got to do with anything? We haven't got to Psycho Mantis' story yet. Psycho Mantis came in Metal Gear 1, so we haven't got to his story yet.
All I'm saying, Donnie, is everything is possible at this point. But let's move on to our first topic of the day.
That has nothing to do with irrelevant, that one right there.
Let's go to our first topic of the day. Anybody that plays Rock Band remembers that one of the first songs released ever on the Rock Band music store was the Metallica pack, which included the songs Ride the Lightning and Justice for All and Blackened. It is worth noting that these songs have now been pulled from the Rock Band store. Now, the relevance of this is not necessarily that the songs have been pulled from the store, because if you bought them in the past, they are always going to be available for download off your download list, and they're always going to be in your game. They're not going to be taken out of the game, being that they're being pulled out of the Rock Band store. The reason they're being pulled out of the Rock Band store, and the reason I'm mentioning this, is because as songs are being pulled from the store because of their licensing agreements are expiring, they have to pull them off because they're no longer licensed to sell these games. So, as I'm saying, if you see songs in the store that you want, being that Harmonix has now done this for 5 years and their licensing agreements are starting to lapse, you might want to get those songs before they're no longer available.
It does say in the article, though, that they are trying to extend the license.
Right. They are trying to extend it, but they're not. Their quote was, why am I coughing?
Because you didn't get your coffee.
I'm drinking my coffee.
You a smoker.
When licensing songs were released for any platform, including DLC, agreements include term limits on how long the content may be sold on a given platform. This isn't specific to Rock Band. It's something that exists in pretty much all licensing agreements. Now, over 5 years since the release of its first batch of Rock Band DLC, we're reaching the end of some of the earliest licenses they secured. The Metallica tracks were released on November 20th, 2007. That's almost 6 years ago, guys. 5.5 years ago. It says Harmonix is working to minimize the impact on expiring licenses on the Rock Band legacy catalog and is looking to secure extensions for a, quote, overwhelming majority of content and, most importantly, making it a priority to give you advance notice if songs are expiring and have to come out of the store. Harmonix is stressing that the removal of the tracks has no effect on the users who have already purchased the DLC content.
It shouldn't. I mean, you've already bought it.
Right. Because you've already bought it, so therefore they were licensed to sell it. The problem is not your ability to play the game. It's the ability for Harmonix to sell the track.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense.
Right. So that is my little disclaimer for the week. If you want songs...
It would be nice, though, if they would announce it or put out a news release. Hey, in the upcoming weeks, the song, we weren't able to renew these said songs, so if you want to buy them, you've got until this day to buy them. That would be another way for them, in a way, to help boost their sales, because people would be like, oh, crap, I really want that song in my catalog, so I need to go get it now.
All right. And for our second topic, which I think is the most exciting topic of the week here. Donnie does not agree, and I'm sure Donnie's going to poo-poo all of this topic.
No, I'm not.
If you have any poo,
fling it.
Yeah, I already went to the bathroom before we started.
All right. Game Informer's latest cover will include Rocksteady Studios. Oh, excuse me. Let me take that back.
Ooh, yeah. About to get sued.
Yeah, I was about to mess that up. On the latest cover of Game Informer, we have learned the name of the next Batman Arkham game. Not only do we have the name of the game, we also have a release date.
And let's just say the name of the game is not original at all.
Warner Brothers has announced the next title in the Batman Arkham franchise, and it will be Batman Arkham Origins. It is currently in development for
Original.
It is currently in development for the PC, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and the Wii U. It is currently slated for release on October 25th of this year. But there is no mention of the game appearing on the next generation consoles. It is also worth noting that this game is not going to be developed by Rocksteady Studios, who made the last two games, but instead is being worked on in-house at Warner Brothers Games Montreal.
Has Warner Brothers made good games, man? What the heck?
No.
It is also worth mentioning that this game is going to take place before the situations of Arkham Asylum. And one of the major villains that's been announced is... Oh, crap. I just
Deathstroke.
Forgot his name. There you go. Deathstroke. I forgot his name mid-sentence. So, also with this, there's been an announcement that Warner Brothers has also going to be releasing Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate, which is going to be a PS Vita and 3DS game, again, being released on the 25th. And Blackgate will be set after the events of Arkham Origins. Now, another thing about Blackgate is the game is going to be developed not by Rocksteady, not by Warner Brothers, but Armature Studio. The company was founded by several of the brains behind the Metroid Prime trilogy, so it's a possibility that Blackgate might be a 2D Metroid-style exploration action game.
That's what they say. Well, that's what I got from another source that is supposed
that
to
be. Might
be
that might not be. That might not be too bad, but it's still not Rocksteady. But
no, yes, that is going to be bad because Batman has not been successful with those types of gameplay style.
Well,
Batman hasn't been successful
until
Rocksteady got a hold of it.
Well, here's
and
my
that's
question.
What I'm saying.
With this being said, that it's not being made by Rocksteady, that's
going to suck.
Well, that's got to say that Rocksteady's got to be working on something, and it's surprising that we have not heard what Rocksteady's working on.
Batman Arkham World.
Well, I know that we speculated after Arkham City what game Rockstar could go to because they said that they wanted to move away from the Batman franchise. And I know we were speculating, you know, several episodes ago, it's got to be at least 50 episodes ago, that maybe they were going to be pulling their hand at maybe a Superman game.
Cool. I would say
any superhero game, Green Lantern, Captain America.
Superman, I don't see how you can make any Superman game good.
Well,
I really can't see.
I know, Donnie, because you stated that.
Well, you're right, Donnie. You're right, because we can't dig Christopher Reeves up and use him as the voice of.
Not just that. I'm just talking about Superman himself, man. I just don't see how you can make any Superman game a good game.
Well, you know what? Let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. If they are making a Superman game, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, because not a lot of people gave Arkham Asylum too much, you know, credit before the game was released, and it really did not pick up and say, hey, you know what? Rockstar already knocked it out of the park with this
Rocksteady.
Game. Rocksteady. That's what I said.
That's twice.
What did I say?
Rockstar!
Whatever.
No, there's a difference. Rockstar does Red Dead Redemption and Grand Theft Auto and Bully.
Okay,
Rocksteady does
Batman.
Okay, but okay, now that we're finding out that Origins is not being made by Rocksteady, you guys are still excited about the game?
One. I'll keep an eye on it, but no.
Okay, one, what is exactly is a benefit of a doubt? Doubts already are wrong or doubtful, so what's the benefit of it? Two,
the benefit so many... of it is, at least it's Batman, it's got two good games recently, I will give it the benefit of the doubt.
I'm talking about the actual word doubt, but that's a completely different thing.
He's wanting the explanation of the figure of speech.
Yeah, but that's a whole different thing. But two, it was so many things you can do with Batman, even in the past, that made it, I mean, that was sucky, but when they got a hold of it, the now Rocksteady, it's so many things with Batman you can do to make it exactly what it is now. Superman, there's nothing. Right, nothing you can do with
it. Let's get off Superman, Donnie. Are you excited to try out Origins? That's what I asked.
Okay, yeah, you're right. And that was the third one. No, I'm not excited because it's Origins. I don't want to... I'm so sick and tired of prequels. I don't care about what happened before Arkham City. Just
really? Then why are you playing God of War Ascension?
Because first of all, it's God of War. I don't.
Don't trip backing up.
Because his answer is going to be because it's God of War.
Yeah, I just said that it's God of War. But you can't say that.
You know what? You're right. You're tired of prequels.
No, you are. Absolutely right, because I do want to see before he became the God of War. I do want to play that before he actually played for his life. But with Batman, I don't want to see any prequels. I want to conclude the story. Can you please conclude
story's been concluded now that, spoiler, Joker's dead.
Joker's dead.
Did you see a body?
Yes.
Did you see a body? No.
Yes, he carried the body out and placed it on the car. The Joker out and put it on the cop car and kept walking.
And Commissioner Gordon's like, "What's up, Batman?" And he didn't say a word. He just kept on walking.
Who's to say that wasn't Clayface? Did you see the actual real body?
Because we killed Clayface.
Did you?
It could have been Clayface as well.
Did you see Clayface?
It could have been Clayface's son. Yes, we saw Clayface.
Did you?
Yes.
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 But
I don't want to see any Origins.
You know what? I'm gonna keep my eye on the game. I do have my hesitations because it's not being made by Rocksteady. But I will keep my eye on the game because I really enjoyed the last two Batman games. So
yeah, I'm gonna play it. But
you ain't played them yet?
No, I'm talking about Origins. I'm gonna play Batman Origins. It's just that.
Well, yeah, you'll game fly it. You'll bust through it and send it back before anybody else can play with you.
I bought the first two for your information.
It's like Tomb Raider.
I bought the first two, yield.
All right. Moving on to our next topic. God of War Ascension is going to be receiving an update, which is going to include an increase to the level cap, going from level 30 to the elite levels up to level 40. They're also going to be receiving new levels. It's going to fix some audio glitches. And these new levels will include a new item, two relics, and new magic, ultimate magic spell for the gamers, four allegiances. As I said, it's also going to include an update to include multiplayer stats and a number of bugs, including audio issues and matchmaking and certain weapon unlocks that are also going to be fixed. There is no official release date for the patch, but it is on its way. Moving on to our next topic. Hitman Absolution is going to be getting a smartphone app in which you can now browse player design contracts on your phone and send them to your game, and you can also buy weapons and disguises. There's also going to be an ICA database with various tips and guides, achievement tracking, stats, and more. And it's going to be free for both the iPhone and Android phones.
Free is always good. This is not interesting as the other Hitman app that got pulled. Did you hear about that?
No. Why don't you tell us about that app, Donnie?
Man, I don't know too much about it other than you can put hits on your friends and kill them in, like, crazy ways.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to our.
This is real. This is real. I'm not talking Donnie conversation here.
Yeah, Donnie conversation. So you admit that you lie on the show every week.
No, I admit that I make the show entertaining.
Yeah.
And I've told people before, 90% of my stuff that comes out of my mouth is jokes.
All right. Well, but Donnie, our final topics both include the PlayStation 4, so prepare yourself for this conversation.
The PlayStation 4 prepared itself for me.
It has been announced that, it's been rumored that Sony might host another PS4 event before E3. Now, this says the PS4 event will be, quote, a full-blown launch of the new machine, providing a final stopping ground for all things PS4 and possibly showing the actual system itself. Now, Donnie, I know you're laughing, but a lot of people lost their minds not being able to see the system when they held the event in February.
That's why I'm laughing. Like, oh my God, they just show us the freaking motherboard. I want to see the shell around the motherboard.
One of the comments, I don't remember who said it, but it was on another podcast, but I love their comment. It says, what do we care what the console is going to look like? It's not like I'm going to redo the design, feng shui of my living room to match the color of the new PS4.
Oh, there are people that do that.
But Donnie, come on, let's be real.
Dude, when the Xbox came out,
if your PS4 comes out and it's blue, are you going to redo your whole living room blue to so it's color coordinated? Or you just stick your console on your entertainment center and be done with it?
Dude, you should see what I had to do for my red PlayStation that I freaking hate.
You painted
it purple.
Kratos marks all over your walls to look like, Kratos was standing next to your wall.
Something like that. You should see.
That's not Kratos marks on his wall.
All right. And there's been a report that the PlayStation 4 will be out in October. And because we love Donnie, and Donnie got his topic from a European website.
Because we all know the Europeans, their news is right on.
And this is not a slight against our European listeners. We love you guys.
Dude, they came to America in a time period.
It has been rumored that the PlayStation 4 will cost 300 British pounds. Now, in translation...
So what does that mean in American dollars?
In American dollars, that's about $297.
Oh, there ain't no way.
Yes.
About I'm saying about $400.
I think they're right, man. I think the British are right. I mean, Europeans are right.
Let me double check my numbers. Hold on. 300 British pounds.
You're Googling this, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Watching end up with wikis.
Pounds. Dollar.
Convert.
Don't go to Wick.
You know what? I was totally off.
It's way more than that.
300 British pounds comes out to $460.26 US dollars.
The British are right.
That sounds about right then.
I was totally off and I apologize.
But it won't be 460 here because Sony, they don't ever sell anything at 460. So you're looking at 499 or 449 or 499.
Yeah, so we're looking at about the $450, $500 range.
They go 500. They might as well just go ahead and make it what it was. The Station 3 was.
No, they won't. They won't make that mistake because people will be outraged. That's why Microsoft got such a head start.
They won't make that mistake because they said so. Because Sony said so, they wouldn't make that mistake.
Actually, they did make that statement.
All right.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
All right, that is going to bring the end to our topics this week. Donnie, I gotta stop having you do the questions of the week.
Dude, man, I just be trying to make things interesting.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. Also, with this question, explain your answer. I mean, explain your reason why.
Okay.
Make it more interesting, I guess. I don't know. People not answering these questions anyway.
Okay, Donnie, since you came up with the question, I'm going to ask you first the question, and you can show us by example how you want us to answer it. Donnie's question of the week is, what is the name of your PS3?
Donnie's is Cherry.
Okay, for people, if you Virgin. Don't, listeners, for listeners, if you don't know, if you go into, what is the first column besides
you? Oh my gosh, you don't even know?
No, okay, utilities, I think. What you do the update set? Oh my
gosh.
If you go down to system preferences or system whatever it is, it asks you
to name your system. Yes, Donnie, we got it.
To name your system.
You're delaying your answer. What's the name of your PS3?
The name of my PS3 is Noriko.
Oh,
and the reason why I named it Noriko is because not only is she freaking hot, but that's the first game that I have for my Station 3, and it was off the chain, rocking. But she's freaking hot also.
All right, Yield, what is the name of your PS3?
197. Yeah, it says system name, PS3-197.
I like it. And why is your system called 197?
Because that's the way it was when I unboxed it.
Good answer. Now, I'm not going to turn on my PS3, but I do know the answer to mine. And the name of my PS3 is Tricky Mick. And why is it called Tricky Mick? Because that's my username.
Awesome.
See, yeah. I didn't even go to that extent. I'm like, my friend told me, you can change your PS3's name. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I'm not doing that. It's just stupid.
Hey, it's not stupid. It's unique.
No, it's pretty stupid.
All right.
It's like naming your car Beatrice or something.
Hey, I named my car Bertha.
You don't have a car.
I do have a car.
You do not. You said you didn't own one.
Well, all right, let's do some housekeeping. Proven Gamer is looking for some writers, podcasts, video editors, news reporters, and social media manager. If any of these positions appeal to you and you want to help out Proven Gamer, please stop by the website and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application.
And please, people.
While you're on Proven Gamer, stop by and listen to our other podcast, PG Spoilers.
I retire from PG now.
While you're cruising the web, stop by Facebook, because we know you're on Facebook. Search for Proven Gamer and please hit that like button. Also, after you're doing that, please stop by YouTube and search for Official Proven Gamer. Don, you've been slacking on those movie reviews. We got to get them out there, buddy.
Well, I did go to a couple of them. I didn't do movie reviews. I mean, video reviews from, but I did post one on Twitch.
What would you go watch?
Trans.
I watched Olympus Has Fallen last night.
How is that?
That is a fucking great movie.
That movie is gangster.
Yeah, you know what, Donnie? That shit was gangster.
Gangster. And the whole time, I really, really hope at the end of the movie he yelled Sparta and he didn't do it. Oh, I was so mad. Butler. Yeah, I was hoping he'd yell that.
While you're cruising the web, stop by iTunes and please leave a rating, preferably 5 stars. Let Donnie know he's doing such a good job.
I would appreciate it.
If you're cruising the webs and you want to contact us, there are several ways for you to get a hold of us. You can email the show, trophyhorrors@provengamer.com. You can send a message on Twitter to the site, @provengamer. You can contact the show, @trophyhorrors. You can contact me, @trickymick. You can contact Donnie @YoungTwist. You can contact Yield @IYieldToNoOne. Bear in mind that is the number 2 and the number 1 in the name. And while you're doing it, you can also call us. Donnie, what's that number?
330-776-8369. My phone started ringing.
Yes, we heard.
I was going to say, did you have to pull out your phone to look at the phone number?
And Donnie, do we have any sponsors? Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, while you're shopping on Amazon, stop by Proven Gamer first and please click on the link to Amazon and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. If you don't want to call us or email us, you can always stop by the page, and on the right side of the page, click the tab that says leave the guys a voicemail. That is for anybody on staff, not just the podcast, and let them know how good or bad a job they're doing. And if they're doing a bad job, send me an email first, and I'll kick them in the ass for you.
I use that for employers to leave me messages if they can't get a hold of me.
All right, let's move on to our shout-outs. Donnie, do your shout-outs, buddy.
I want to give a shout-out to all the listeners, like always. I love doing this for you guys, making it as fun as possible. Also, I do have a 30-day plus pass, and I wanted to give away for any listener to come up with an idea for a contest. You won't be included in that contest, but let me know.
Hold on a second. You want our listeners to come up with a contest for them, for you to give away your 30-day pass to plus, but they're not going to win the contest? Did I get that right?
You've got that right. Here, I got a better idea. Donnie, just DM me your code, and I'll make sure it works.
All right, yield your shout-outs, buddy.
Well, nobody on Twitter apparently likes me because they didn't respond to me. So I will give a shout-out to Ratloop Asia for making the awesome game that is Rocket Birds Hard Boiled Edition.
Oh my god. All right, and I want to give a shout
out. And I will give a shout out to Tricky for conveniently losing the Tomb Raider PG spoiler episode where he was wrong. And he was proven wrong.
Hold on a second. I didn't lose the episode.
You've lost
Tricky, please don't. Listeners, listen to this. I'm about to say it.
Make sure you tell the truth.
No, I am.
Okay. The whole truth is nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Listeners, tell me what you think of this. We recorded PG spoilers of Tomb Raider like we said we was.
Awesome.
One of the best ones we ever recorded. Yes, matter of fact, I'm gonna say it was the best one we ever recorded.
Okay.
Somehow, Tricky says he lost it.
I didn't lose it.
You lost it. Then you found it.
Okay. Can I explain to the listeners what happened?
Donnie's not done.
All right, Donnie. Get it.
Listeners, let it be known that the whole episode, basically from like the first 10 minutes on down, Tricky was basically wrong the whole show.
No, it
was not. It was proven right by yours truly, me.
Negative.
Donnie, the one that's always wrong.
Donnie, you're lying your ass off right now.
Alex, I proved him wrong.
I mean, you got me calling him Alex. Yield, I'm so sorry about that. Yield, am I right?
Yeah, no. Well, you're right. I proved him wrong. You backed me up. You got Alex in to agree with us.
No, Alex did not agree with you. Alex agreed with me.
Okay, well,
actually, no. Alex played Switzerland and didn't agree with anybody. But I was trying to throw him in on the side.
All right.
Okay,
what happened to the audio?
Tricky ended up losing that episode, but yet later on he tells me, "Oh, I now found it, and this is what happened. It got cut up into 15 different pieces. So, and on top of that, each segment lost like a couple of seconds, equaling up to like 3 minutes of the show missing.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said, Donnie. This is why I told you. Let me explain it.
That is what you said, Tricky.
The reason that I thought I lost the show is because some reason our recording program cut the show into 15 different parts. The problem with that is there is 2 to 3 minutes between each section that was not recorded. So there's parts where Donnie was talking, or I was talking, or Yield was talking, or Noah when he did talk, was talking, and there's 2 to 3 minute segments missing. So I can't release the show because then the show doesn't make sense. Because in the middle of a conversation, you're making a point, and then 2 minutes later, you're finishing your point, but your point was never stated because we lost that audio. But what I said was that we were going to re-record it. Donnie doesn't want to re-record it, and I understand because Donnie feels the magic already happened. We're not going to get the same show we did, and I fully agree. So this is what I'll do, Donnie. I'll be straight up with our listeners right now. If we get for anybody that wants to hear the spoilers, as messed up as it is, if our listeners want to hear the show, I will piece it together and release it, and I will put it out like you want, Donnie.
No, but please be sure to route that to my email account, too, because I know you're going to say, well, everybody said no.
I want people to send it to trophyhorse@provinggamer.com because it will get sent to me, it will get sent to Yield, and it will get sent to you, Donnie. Now, if our listeners tell me they do not want me to release the show and want us to re-record it, Don, you have to put your big girl panties on and re-record the show with me.
Listeners, I'm not doing it because, first of all, everything that Tricky was proven wrong he's going to go back and correct himself now. It's like he's going to come back and correct, have himself all. He's going to have everything 100% this time.
I feel the exact
You do know you're outvoted, though, Donnie, because both Noah and I both said that we would record it.
Yeah, I heard that, and I also said I ain't being there.
All right, fine, Donnie.
That's so, fine. Then we'll record. We'll find another Donnie.
Go ahead, find another Donnie, because all Tricky gonna do is gonna correct everything that he was wrong on. He's now 100% on now. So it ain't gonna
the show, Donnie.
Oh, that's ending now.
I want to give a shout out to Donnie, who's always wrong. I want to give a shout out to Yield, who
you have no right to say that right now.
He's permaban, pooping gamer. I want to give a shout out to Donnie's mom and grandma and his TT. And that is so. If there's nothing else, until next time, happy trophy hunting.
That's if this show get put out. Peace out.
You gonna say goodbye again, Yield?
Goodbye, Yield.
Again.
Here's a new outro from the OG of PG. Hope you liked the show. Was it dope enough? Let us know. Leave a comment. Leave a rating. 5-5. Preferably. Thanks, y'all, for listening. Now it's time to take leave. Peace out. Outie.